Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com.
Everyone on planet Earth, welcome to Creative Consciousness Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so thrilled to be with you this evening. We have an incredible show coming your way. But before we introduce our guests for this evening, we'd like to set forth our intention for our show, and that really is to bridge the gap and to bring forth individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives here on planet Earth, that are working endlessly every day to bring forth a new reality, a new dawn, a new horizon that can reach everyone on planet Earth so we all can live in harmony. There are multitudes of people that work in all the various social scenes around the globe, whether that's in the medicine field or whether that's in counseling or we have self-sustainability. We have individuals that are bridging the gap in communities everywhere, and they're bringing forth the new information, the new way of living, the way that we can all live and cohabitate together here on planet Earth. And what we do here on our show is that we support those individuals to bring them forth to you so you can get to know them, get acquainted with the new technologies, the new creations that are being made right now, right in this very moment. We are bridging the gap in the community at large, and we have created an incredible event that's going to take place in Las Cruces, New Mexico on August 1st, and it is Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival. We are calling forth 300 to 350 individuals to mark their calendar, get their ticket, hop on board, meet us, come to Las Cruces, New Mexico. If you are living your calling and you really want to get out and do something for your community, this is where it's all going to happen. We're going to collaborate, we're going to celebrate, we're going to have a conversation. We're bringing forth 21 different individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives, those in the medical community, those in the counseling community, those in the spiritual communities. And we're bridging the gap. And we feel that this event is really going to bring a springboard that's going to really launch a new way of living for many individuals around the globe. So with that, we are so blessed to be here with you today. Today is June 30th, 2015, and it is a day of transition. It is a day of movement. It is a day of excellence. And the way that we are going to share this excellence is with our guest tonight. And perhaps, Sam, you can go ahead and maybe introduce our guest and we can get on with our show. And before we do that, I want to thank you all for listening, for holding the space in our chat room. No matter where you are on planet Earth, know that you are not alone. There is a cohesive community, and we are coming together, and we are working in unity to create the new dawn. So much love. Let's have a great show, folks. And if you have any questions, feel that you can call in directly and speak with our guest tonight by calling our call-in number, which is 267-521-0151. You can also post questions in our chat room, and we can convey them also to our guest this evening. So, Sam, there you go. How about that for an introduction?
Well, wow, great. Thank you for this great introduction, Cabrini, as usual. Your introductions are great, informative, and yeah, look into it for our festival and check us out online. All right, tonight's guests are a beautiful couple we had met not long ago, and we have kind of like parallel lives, and we're on kind of the same mission, so we decided to have them on our show, and they decided to be on our show, and it's just an amazing friendship so far. And it's good to be with him again, even though we haven't been physically together. But please welcome Shelly Ohm and Dominic Camerota. Shelly and Dominic are passionate about bringing awareness and healing the collective conscious with an emphasis on music and the arts, and also creating a sacred space within the internet. The two are dreamweavers for Wave 3D, a new paradigm 3D operating system. I want to really have a look at that. It's very interesting and intriguing what they have to offer here. They will be sharing their message and technology on their world tour, educating people about 3D apps and infinite possibilities that are now possible. They are also musicians in a band called Boundless, touring to promote their new album, Initiation Journey into the Dream. Check them out, Boundless, Initiation Journey into the Dream. Their website is boundlesslight.com. Shelly Ohm led their life following divine purpose to bring more light to the planet by healing DNA and on quantum levels in order to create more awareness around humanity's ascension process through new conscious media about healing, food, music, and the arts, building materials, and most importantly, the internet. Dominic Camerota is on a transformational educational path, touring the world, embarking on a mission to heal the planet. The universe has been his guide into profound experiences in speaking, personal to collective healing, and real life in the trenches human experiences, which have radically contrasted his views from those of the status quo on our purpose. Visit their website, www.boundlesslight.com. And here they are. Welcome, guys. Welcome, Shelly and Dominic, to the show.
Wow, yeah, wow. Sam, thank you a lot. Cabrini, we're so glad to be here. This is Dominic here.
And Shelly, hi, everybody. Well, welcome, Dominic and Shelly. We are so blessed to come into your acquaintance and to be, you know, sharing with you this evening. This is tremendous, the undertaking that you both have taken. I mean, just hearing your bio, I am just overwhelmed with curiosity about the 3D wave, and also your, you know, this whole process of you, you know, creating your first album, Boundless. And I mean, where would you like to begin? I mean, there's so much that we can talk about this evening.
Well, I would like to say, first of all, it's like everything we're doing would not be possible without so many amazing people that have done something completely outrageous and awesome and on the next level. And it's a matter of all of these amazing things coming together into one place.
Yeah, totally.
So, you know, we do our thing in it, but my goodness, it's really a collaborative model and a collaborative effort. And we really want to share this boundless movement because we feel everyone has the potential to live a boundless life.
Well, wow. You know, the music and the initiative that we're trying to tie all these things together, and a lot of we've seen through the work, Cabrini, you guys are doing with Bridging the Gap is very parallel in bridging this gap of consciousness. And it takes teamwork and working together. And there are a lot of things that Shelly and I are very interested in and would love to be a part of. And we're trying to tie all these things together right now. But like Shelly said, there's so many people supporting us and have been, you know, so gracious to help us along the way. As we see in many myths over the ages, the hero always has to have the helpers along the path. So we are just trying to play these roles in supporting either being the helper or being the hero. And many of us always shift between these roles all throughout our lifetime.
Absolutely.
And we're using the music as a vessel to bring this message and this art and the knowledge and education in a way that's fresh and creative.
It's very much like a story. What's that, Sam?
I was just going to say, I'm sorry, I was just going to interject. What pleases me is to know that there's people out there doing this, like this, these, like our guests tonight, and it's wonderful to have them be a testimony that other people are into this, getting together for the benefit of humanity, for the planet as well, for all living creatures on the planet. So it's pretty exciting to know that there's people out there doing this as well, instead of just protesting and griping about stuff. So go ahead, Shelly, what were you saying?
Oh, exactly. But it really is, it's about realizing we can't do it alone and we have to come together, and there is a peaceful way we can go about doing things. But, you know, I was really just realizing, like, yeah, here comes Dominic to save the day. He is very much the hero in the story, and that's pretty much what our music is all about. And I really feel like, you know, his fresh perspective on things and his intelligence brings this whole new realm of energy, and really to be able to make it in the world today. Like, you know, the world and the internet is so limited, and there's so many walls you come up against, and there's always some way that you can get distracted or not know how to complete the next step. But Dominic has a sense of marketing and understanding how things work, that those things come very naturally to him, you know, kind of seeing how the internet has evolved. And
a lot of studying, too. A lot of studying and research also, but yes.
But yeah, using this old paradigm to create a new paradigm is kind of a funny situation to be in.
Right. It's like we're working with the tools we have, that which already exists, in order to negate that which exists to allow room for something new to come in. It is kind of ironic almost in a sense, as artists, you know, like we're using Facebook and YouTube and a lot of these old platforms that really are not that supportive, are not that intuitive, are, you know, taking from people things that belong to them. And it's like these are very old paradigm platforms. A lot of what we have seen are working towards is the creation of something new that's intuitive, that's inclusive, collaborative, that's streamlined instead of disparate and separated, which is along the lines of bridging this gap on many veins and many platforms, avenues.
Yeah, we really are really thrilled that you both have brought forth this new design. And I've been fortunate to have a little preview, and not necessarily our listeners have had that, you know, fortitude to be able to understand what exactly you two are creating. When you talk about 3D wave, and, you know, just to just give a brief synopsis to our listeners, it's a new way of working in the internet and having a streamlined capability that you can access all of your files, everything on your computer, in a 3D format, whereas you don't have to actually, you know, go through the whole puzzle to find what you're looking for in your computer. It's actually going to be really hands-on, and you'll be able to flip through your files really quickly. And this is really a pioneering creation that you two are bringing forth. And I'll tell you, I'm really excited about it. So maybe you guys can share a little bit more in depth what's the purpose and what you see and how this is actually going to be integrated into, you know, individual lives, and how it's going to really support the actual person, you know, that is in this 3D, you know, or in the 2D reality with computers right now.
Right. Yeah, well, how that fits in for us is, you see, Shelley and I we're natural creatives, performers. We love music as one of our first passions. Beyond that, we are entrepreneurs of many sorts, and we're involved in projects from technology to creativity all around. And Wave 3D is a 3D focused designer house that created a product called 3DOS. They call it 3DOS, the 3D operating system, that users can install on top of and run sovereign of their existing operating system. It doesn't replace it, but you can put it on Windows and Mac computers and view your files in an infinite 3D space of container. There's no hardware involved, so it's not a projection 3D. There's no glasses. There's no nothing like that. It's just the screen has an extra dimension of depth to it, to where you can zoom forward and back, and you can swivel left and right, and you can move around in essentially an infinite space, viewing your documents, your media files, your photos, your videos. And it can play all these videos. And you can play 100 videos at once. You can open 100 documents at once. Say you're a student who's studying, you can have a web page open, a document open, you're editing, and some other reference notes at the same time. So it's eliminating a lot of number of clicks users have to go through in order to get to things, and it's creating a more seamless, intuitive process in a container that just looks awesome and is a lot more fun and helpful towards access to information, utilizing media and data, playback and streaming, all these things that we do every day on our computer, but we have to go through barrages of folders, or you have to use multiple programs, or you're going from website to website in a very linear, static, stationary design that is only absorbing so much at a time or only getting to a certain one focused point. Wave 3D has the ability to focus information where you're looking at something streamlined, and it also has the capacity to zoom out into infinite space and, like we were saying, literally view stacks and stacks of folders, files, media, etc.
And 3D objects, 3D logos, yeah. 3D world, 3D code, yeah. anything you can imagine. So your world can become infinite as well. If you can think it, you can dream it, if you can see it, and pretty much instantly. So the ability to create apps within this container is really pretty easy, you know. So, but it's a lot of code. It's a lot of layering of things. It's a lot of, you know, putting things together like a puzzle and seeing how things fit, but everything's seamlessly coming together. And already this product, you have the ability to go on the web and do what you do normally, but eventually when there's enough going on within this space that you know, where you're connecting with people in their apps, in their worlds, and communicating on a higher vibration in a whole different way, you don't have to click all around and you don't feel lost. It's like everything is right in front of you. All of a sudden, you're not really going to need to kind of go to that old web browser all of a sudden. And so see how, you know, really there's a competition for who's going to be the most entertaining and have the new coolest thing. It's really about, you know, these worlds of immersiveness is going to pop up, and artificial intelligence is going to rise up. And all of these things are happening whether we like it or not. And so I really feel this is a container to hold a lot of information, and this is the information age, and data and managing your data and the way we save time and energy and the way we collaborate is the future. It's the way we do things. It's how we don't waste our time in these weird worlds where we're like, what am I doing this for again? And, you know, it's like really obvious that we're here with a purpose. And I really see that bringing people together on a higher vibration with a lot of purpose and the technology doing most of the work for us, it's going to change things. And so I really am excited that we get to offer this product to the people we love the most in our networks, because it's pretty much ready to go and we'll be able to enable people to utilize it right away.
Yeah, it's soon to be released. He's going to put the beta version will be released very soon, and so we will be collecting we'll be giving out private invitations for a select group of initial beta testers. So that's a pool of individuals we're looking to collect right now.
We kind of delved into it and some of the literature on it, and it's very exciting. I'm a visual artist. I've been trained as a painter, sculptor. So, you know, visually, yeah, it's very exciting for me to look forward to this. You guys, sir, hats off to you guys for thinking this up. It's pretty genius, to say the least. You know, apart from
the confidence, we didn't create Wave 3D. We just happened to find the person who did. And he's one piece of puzzle. And so, yeah, bringing these people together, it really is very rewarding and exciting to see how, when you have all these things in one place, what that means for people. And the number one thing that we have covered and that everyone is really excited about and worked very hard on for years is the security and the protection behind it, because, you know, we're dealing with very sensitive data and documentation. And, you know, we would like to be for the technology that the hospital uses to organize their hundreds of thousands of files. You can see 100,000 files in front of your face now.
It has all kinds of institutional uses or corporate uses or businesses, like Sheila was saying, hospitals organizing data. This is a new way to organize and visualize and access data unlike any before.
Well, speaking about getting people together, take us through your story, the both of you. How did you come to be? Tell us how you guys came up to discovering your mission together. Can you tell us how you came together? And your mission?
Yes, that is quite the tale. Shelly and I, we met in Ashland, Oregon. We were both a part of a men's group, a gathering. It was actually a men's gathering for balancing internal masculine and feminine spiritual shadow work and a land preservation project combined with it. There were also women who were invited to hold space for the men through this healing. It was a 13-week course. And Shelly and I met at that course, and she was one of the co-coordinators. And just as soon as I talked to her after the first event, I came up to her, and we just talked a little bit, and it was very striking at first how we came together. And I could just feel that we resonated really well, and we just came together very soon after to realize that Shelly and I have very deep soul connections and roots on many realms that can hardly be grasped by our 3D minds. But we have seen that a lot of what we come together is to bring this message and understanding of ancient and futuristic ways that we have lived and are living and will live, and how and the embodiment of masculine and feminine powers together and co-creation and unified will and what that can do in the world. We're seeing how powerful it is for us coming together as a man and woman, and a lot of this, we came together very quickly and just pretty much became best friends right off the bat, and we started working on music, and I sent Shelly some songs she would record to, and then we created 14 songs for this album in 6 months, and then in 8 months we had it all written. 9 months it was all recorded. We shot our first video 9 months later, and so everything kind of just locked in very quickly and came together. Shelly, what else would you add to this story?
Yep, it's been pretty magical. Pretty magical. Yeah, it's amazing how quickly you things can get done when things are in alignment, and there are two people, especially a feminine and masculine energy, working as one, and you know, and just coming up with things and making it happen. And really, it's amazing. And I like to see this quickening, this boundless quickening that's happened. It's just, you know, when you feel like the stars are guiding it, it's inevitable. It's just all falling into place. But it is really amazing to me. I'm still kind of in this space of like, is this really happening? Is this real? Like, this is so awesome. And things happen so fast. I really am like, let's just keep it up. Let's keep making beautiful things happen. And really, I got to a point with this whole internet thing where I was like, I don't want to do this on my own. I can't do this on my own anymore. I need someone else there to see, like, when it comes to organizing and guiding and balancing things, it's like, I get tired of doing it alone. I just was like, this is silly. And so it's really been an amazing experience to have someone else who can see things that, you know, like the people and things and organize things and see when things are out of alignment. And I know you guys understand when you're putting together, you know, events and things, like when things aren't in alignment in the field, wow, you realize you're probably not the only one feeling it. Everyone in the field is feeling it, and we're all realizing that. We're all connected.
I was just going to comment on your relationship and how, you know, I really, really like your perspective on, the yin, the yang, the male, the female, the masculine, the femininity of that harmony that happens individually. Not only when we connect with another individual, whether they be male or female, but really when we connect with our own female and masculine energies that we have within us, you know, everyone does. We all have the ability to be logical and also have the ability to, you know, work with our senses of feelings and such. So, you know, that's remarkable that you guys came together and that you're bringing forth all these new projects. And do you feel that this has been a divine calling for both of you?
Yeah, it's definitely a divine calling. I totally agree. If I could just make a note on what you just referenced about being balanced internally before you move outwardly, we totally agree with that too, in the sense that I would not have been ready to meet Shelly several years ago, just as like she also, we had to come to an internal position in order to manifest something outside of ourselves that could match, you know, what we wanted as far as stimulation. We understand we're promoting the power of masculine femininity. We're not advocating anybody to go look for someone to fall in love with, because it's more about internally And once you have that, all things come externally. It is very divinely guided. I mean, Shelley, talk a little bit about how you feel it's been divine for us.
Well, yeah, and really...
we have these conversations often, yeah.
Well, you know, just even the way we met, you know, in the circumstances where it's like, you know, I'm here to support the man, the masculine, whatever they need. We have tools. Women have been the priestess of the temple and been guiding these things and been there to support and hold space. And so it's like, what does that look like? And trying to really bring that to the table. And what does it mean to hold space for something, to hold space for each other? And it really is, it takes energy. And so much of all this energy, it's like, what are we going to do with our energy? And sometimes when energy is out of whack, it's like, what's going on inside of me? But when you have someone you can, you know, kind of strip away, like, I need some support here because I'm going through something and there's some programs and triggers coming up, and you have someone that can help you process something, you realize these programs started so long ago, and we are designed like a computer, and we are chipped, and we have things going on inside of our DNA, and programs that we've written with our own minds, our own thought forms, our own energy, and we believe these things, and we've laid programs on top of programs. And so all of a sudden, if you go back and you see, wait a minute, if I remove that program here, all of a sudden, all of the other stuff on top of it that was covering it and just, it doesn't exist anymore. It can't relate to that program. It doesn't exist. And if you can really go back and move this stuff, like literally inside our human internal crystal and light coded computer system that we are, these balls of light and love and energy, you can change a program. And so, but so much is really coming up for humanity. But I see that it's our duty, as far as consciousness is rising, to remove the programs that come up and see things and allow it to come up. And it might be icky, gritty, nasty, and not feel comfortable. And it's sometimes not comfortable. And that was the hard thing for me, you know, stepping into consciousness, is that when something was uncomfortable, I would avoid it, get away from it. I didn't know how to deal with it. And now it's like, can we look at this and get so deep into how gross it is? Because on the other side, when you move it, there's nothing but more love and more heart and more space for growth and to create again and do all of these things. And we can move through these traumas or these programs really quickly if we support each other. So it's amazing to have a mirror, you know, really. And someone that really at the end of the day can be like, I love you for who you are, you know, and say, and ho'oponopono, please forgive me, I love you, you know, thank you, let's do this and move on. Because really, life is difficult for people right now, and a lot of stuff is even ours. It's coming up for the collective, and it's showing up because the collective doesn't know how to process it. But I feel like we all have the ability as a collective to help each other out a whole lot, especially in lineages and family. And, you know, you move some energy within your DNA and it changes your whole family. It will change all the family and on a subtle level and a subtle vibration. But all, you know, we're all family, we're all tribe, and we're all connected. So, and I feel like this internet thing is very much, you know, this whole thing that we're doing, it's mirroring, you know. So what we're doing within our consciousness, within our own energetic bodies, needs to be emulated within the internet, because the internet is off the deep end at this point, and who knows what's going to happen if we really don't do something. So I feel that we really want to provide a platform and a space for people to come together to do something, because nobody really knows what to do right now. It's a little
that's a great view that I'm really picking up with what you're saying, and the theme that's going on I'm feeling right now with this conversation is that you know in the spiritual conversation as well, it's just that awareness that, and you know, the awareness of the potentiality of when people work together, how much things can get done. Instead of a spiritual dialogue where it's just, you know, about, you know, your individual issues or your individual triumphs, etc. But I really love how this dialogue is coming about in a way where It's giving the message where, you know, we have to, we are working together. And, you know, just to know that the wisdom of working together on an energetic level, how much things can be accomplished.
Exactly, and how much things can shift in just a moment of understanding, overstanding, realization, a shifting in perspective. It can shift the field completely. And so, you know, I feel, yeah, we just need to be there for each other. But really, the space we're creating, ideally, is that sacred membrane of love and light, that when you enter this app, you are in a space that is a completely higher vibration. And everything you do within here is like, wow, how did I do without this? How was I doing that before? How was I trying to find my files and clicking things and getting lost in my own operating system? You know, and I do this every day. I'm lost in it. I can't do it anymore. I'm at the point where I'm like, thank God we're about to have this new thing. So we use this new world.
Yeah.
And really the first thing that happens for people when they put Wave 3D into their device, and it works on all devices, and you can even see your 3D operating system on your phone, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, there's all of my stuff. It's just floating there, and you're moving around it in every direction and floating through things, and you can search for things, and you can go on the web. You can do all these things. You're like, okay. And then, oh my gosh, I need more stuff. I need 3D stuff. I want to make my, how can I make this cool? And so then all of a sudden your possibilities literally become just infinite. It's like, and it will provide a platform for jobs and all types of people that have created apps and to put them in a new space where they can do it in 3D. Like anything that's in 2D now can be in 3D. So that's the plan, and that's what we're doing. And we see that we want to, you know, the 3D apps are going to, and 3D websites, so apps and websites are a little bit different, and you can hold a lot more in these apps, and you can connect on a different level in these apps, and you can understand, and, you know, how, it's about the way we gather information and the way we can connect information. And so, apps are going to, I think the new website is going to change things. So everyone's going to have apps, and they're all going to share apps and be able to communicate on a completely different level. And with all of the technology and all the things you do every day, all in one space.
Right, yeah. It's like how Shelley was saying, the applications, you know, apps are kind of a new thing to the world, and people are most people are getting the grasp of what an app is and, you know, what it can do. In this new 3D container with the whole 3D app market that is to come out of it, it will create a whole new definition of what it means to be connected and to share and to be in a social network. Like Shelley was saying, everyone will have their own new apps in this world that's for displaying and showing your data and what it is you do and sharing within your community. It's like Shelley said, it's a mirror reflector. It's reflecting back to the world how we are in a way that we've never seen ourselves before. When you take your Wave 3D can be installed from a flash drive. The latest file version I got was 11 megabits that runs on a flash drive that you just plug right in, and any computer, it can pull it up into the 3D interface. So where people can see their files like they've never seen it. Like she said, it works for a mobile version too. Most people have never looked at their hard drives on their phone. Most people have never looked through those folders on their phone, so they don't even really know what's in there. You're downloading stuff on the internet, your phone. It's really a challenge to see, you know, where everything is. And so it's going to create a new way to view and see yourselves. A lot of what, you know, Boundless the Band is about that. It's about vision and the understanding and the seeing of ourselves that are subtle and invisible and a lot of times hidden in the old paradigm. As we move into the new paradigm comes the new realization and the new self. A lot of old traditions call these, you get the new this and that, but it's really that internal transformation that comes from the shifting of the codes and the transmuting of the suffering, the pain, and the sorrow of the past into blissful ever-present now. These states ebb and flow often, but as we are learning every day what it means to be a light worker in 3D in the world, we learn how to move through this roller coaster.
Really well put. Thank you so much for that, Dominic. You know, Boundless Band, Yeah, man. Boundless, the band. I have two samples here, folks, I want to show you, maybe a minute each and so. But when we downloaded them, Dominic, both of them came up as titled Boundless. So I have one at 3:44 and 4 minutes. So I'll play the one.
One at 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Okay, so I'll play minutes, and we can, and maybe you can give us a little talk about it after we come back after listening to it.
Okay, yes, this song is only called Hummingbird.
Enjoy.
All right, so here we go. Okay, Boundless, and this is, I presume it was called Hummingbird. What a beautiful sound, beautiful tone.
Yeah,
I love
thank
the
you.
Synth and, I love the synth and the voice together like that. Very, very powerful. Can you take us through the song? How did this come about? Let us take us through this.
That song is from the first album. The album is titled Initiation, Journey into the Dream. That song is titled Hummingbird. We wrote that song after hanging out with hummingbirds in Sedona, Arizona. Hummingbird, if you're familiar with it at all, in the realms of animal totems and symbolism, is a symbol of gratitude and open-heartedness and unconditional love. So the song is obviously takes those words and put them in the lyrics. So it's pretty straightforward, but sonically, the music, I went for a direction that is very lush and beautiful, melodic, but quickly moving, a lot of moving energy, like the hummingbirds are very peaceful and graceful and swift and quick at the same time. The track
really,
there
really
actually
picked
that
up the love aspect. I really picked up the love energy from it and the thankful, the gratitude energy, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on the album version,
that's all I was feeling. I'm like, how do I write a song that you know, with that grateful energy? And that's really in the hummingbird opening up the heart space. And yeah, it was. And so I really felt it too. I felt a lot of gratitude when I was singing the song. and especially towards Dominic, and really like just wanted to put that into the energy. And we were very fortunate to have a couple amazing artists on those tracks as well. There's a 16-year-old named Amaya Rose, music.com. Amaya Rose is an amazing fiddle player. She's the one who takes all the competitions and the fiddle competitions, and she sings and writes her own songs. She's young and beautiful, has beautiful long blonde hair. My mother has been working with her, creating videos and taking in photos and doing that whole website thing for her, because we see she's got just an amazing amount of talent. And so for her to be on half of our tracks at this point, we'd like her on more and like to tour with her as well. And who knows what's going to happen in the future, but we really would love to work with her in the future. She's just amazing. And so
She played violin on 6 of the records of the 14-song album. That song also that we just heard has Anthony Camerota playing guitar on it, guitar player from Seattle, that just toured with us and played with us in Washington. We just played a festival last weekend, which you can find performance footage on at the website, boundlesslight.com. But, it was a great record with the live violin on it plus live guitar, and then Shelley's vocals took it to a whole new level. So we just tried to synthesize all these elements to create something that was really fresh and new, unlike anything that's really been ever heard. You know, we're trying to incorporate the live instrumentation with the digital production that I'm doing with the organic vocals and merging these digital analog worlds to create something that's a little more striking and fresh while being familiar, you know, at the same time.
I think you totally hit that on the nail with your result here in producing this. It's a beautiful combination of the two. It's a great celebration of digital and analog, synth with the voice together. What a simple and great idea that you did. You purposely. I'm going to play another one, and I think this is called Boundless. So let's have a listen for a minute or so, and then we'll talk about that one. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Been dropping in for some time now, looking at the world through a telescope lens. Been dreaming big picture for some time now, for the bottom to drop so the new can begin. The deeper we go, the more we find, feel our connection to the collective.
Here's another great one from Boundless, the band. People, you have to check them out. www.boundlesslight.com. So take us through this song. What another great piece you have here.
Yeah, thank you. That song was titled You Are the Light.
Okay.
Yeah, it's another original piece by us.
Yeah, You Are the Light, You Are the Shadow on the Wall.
You know, that's pretty much it all comes together in one beautiful package. So, and how can we see the shadow with the light in our eyes? I just thought that was kind of funny and clever, so I went with it. But really, I've been dropping in for some time now and seeing the world through a telescope lens. And I realized
that's a great message.
The world needs a lot of healing. Yeah. So, and realizing that the bottom needs to drop out so that the new can begin. So, yeah, that message is pretty obvious. And like, and with some of these songs, yeah, I enjoy singing and feeling them through. I don't think I'll ever get tired of singing that one.
Well, I love the sound of it too. It's got a great feel to it. I think the guitar in the back there almost. It brought me to almost a reggae roots. It's really, really nice, soft sound with it. Yeah, really, really nice.
Yeah, we found ourselves swaying here, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to want to listen to more of your music.
There it is, boundlesslight.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And we are creating the Boundless Movement as we speak. Things are coming together. We're about science, technology, spirituality, and events, and health and wellness, and all of these things that kind of work together. And they really are, you know, harmonious and synergistic in this realm. And so we're just going to create that beautiful internet space to reflect it back. And really, it takes every single one of us and all of the tools and gifts that we bring into it to make it what it is. And so this Boundless Movement is about bringing the technology and the music and showing people how to do what we're doing, really, ultimately, because we're trying to make it easier for the average artist and the people out there just doing what they love to do. It's hard to hire other artists. To utilize that and letting them know new tools are here. We're going to do this in a completely different way.
Right.
Just, hold on, everybody. Let's do this together. So, and it really is. I feel a puzzle and an energetic thing that when everything starts to click and the people come together, it's been building itself. It has a life of its own. It's just kind of inevitable. It wants to be something. And that's kind of how the internet is going, where technology will reach this point and the machine might actually become smarter than the human and get up and walk away one day with some type of consciousness. But if we could add some type of consciousness and love and light into a field, that what kind of being would that create? Because right now, with the technology that's out there and the people that have the control over it, what could happen is really not exciting to me to look at. It actually is extremely scary to see how quickly things can change and how the human can become completely obsolete because why do they need us anymore with our feelings, you know, when the world can operate just fine without us.
Right.
So let's bring love and light and prove to the planet and the world and the Earth herself that we are working together in harmony as an organism, working as one, and we're all connected, and we have a message, and we're going to share and create a whole new space. And I'm just really hopeful and excited. And like I said, it takes every one of us. And so I feel in this radio show like, hey, everybody, we're going to do this together, and I hope everyone gets excited about it. And through the music, just feel that energy, just feel what's coming, like know it. Here we did it, like, and we need to hold that vibration together that really we did it and it's here. It's not in the future anymore. We already did it, and now we just need to put it all together and come together and utilize the technology that's been created for the light.
Well, I don't know about anybody else who's been listening, but I surely experienced a total light buzz that my brain just went completely empty. And I really think that that was just from listening to your music. I found myself really in a beautiful, almost kind of floating space. And I can just imagine being in your presence and playing these beautiful sounds that are definitely, you know, uniquely coming from, you know, your essence of love. It's obvious. They're going to be with us at the Bridging the Gap Festival in New Mexico, and they're going to be presenting material about their 3D wave apps and also bringing forth their music, sharing a lot of who they are and all the world travel that they've been on. It's going to be a phenomenal event to just bring people together that are living their dream and really expressing to each other. And for those individuals also that really don't even, you know where even to begin, but they're feeling inspired to do something. This is the place
right.
where people need to be so they can harmonize
yeah.
and, you know, collaborate with others. And we are so blessed that you're going to be participating in this event and bringing this new technology. I'll tell you, we are so thrilled about it. We do a lot of web work. And for those of you that are listening, you know, if you're involved in a business or, you know, even with your creations of whatever they may be, just to have a platform that makes it easier and simpler for you to navigate is going to make your life so much easier. And, you know, we say here
right.
we are in this technology of 2015. You know, at this point, all I want to do is just like pull it out and go, here it is, instead of having to take hours of orchestrating whatever I need to do, you know, for
right.
for business. So it's very,
right.
very, very exciting, the work that you're doing and this platform that you're bringing forth. And I really believe it's going to revolutionize, you know, our whole web experience, and not only our web experience, but our interpersonal relationships. Like you say, everything is, wow, what can I say? Folks, we are so thrilled that we have individuals that are out there living their life, bringing forth their passion, sharing their gifts with humanity. They really are lifting the vibration for all of us. So we are so thrilled and blessed to have you here today. Both of you, any message for humanity?
Thank you for that. Thank you for those great compliments, Cabrini. That feels good to hear from you.
Well, it's the truth. Yeah.
Shelly, you want to? I mean, we have all kinds of things we could
yeah.
say. Shelly, where do you want to start?
My message is that, you know, really, in this world, you know, people don't know where to turn, and there's all these, you know, it's a little chaotic, and the internet is off the deep end. I just say, you know in your heart that there's the new is here, the new paradigm is rising. There is a new space for us to do things in, and keep a lookout and join in and show up in Las Cruces for this event, this bridging the gap, and stay tuned for more information, because right around the corner here, we're going to be connecting on a whole new level. So all the frustrations are going to start to melt away, and I really feel that it's our responsibility as a human race to do this, to make this happen, and really utilize what the gifts that have been given. And I feel like they really are gifts, and there's so many things involved, and so many different technologies, that it's not just this one thing. If you get into this one thing, and it's going to organically begin to grow, and it's really what is in there first. It's like how it begins is everything. So wouldn't it be amazing to see all of our light worker friends and the people that are working together, these networks that are really doing it, all in one space, and you can just see each other right there, all together, like really there, and it doesn't feel so disconnected anymore. So I just want everybody to hold space for that feeling, that imagery, that understanding that it's here, and we can do this now. So it's all about us coming together, and I really just want to inspire everybody to be, you know, become a part of something bigger, and stay tuned for everything. You can find us at Boundless Light. We're the enterprise in the skies, and we have, you know, wave3d.com as well, and this technology will be readily available soon, so stay tuned.
Thank you, thank you. How about you, Dominic? Do you have any words for our listeners?
It has been a supremely charged time as of late. I do feel like right now in the collective it is a lot of energy, a lot of things are coming up. People are going through things unlike ever before for individuals who are actively engaging their light body and looking to do better things for the world. We have to remember that you guys are not alone. We are not alone in a lot of what Boundless is doing, and why we're going out there is to rally people together and remember that every day now there are more and more people waking up. Every day now there are more and more things happening on higher vibrational levels, and we need to open our eyes to realizing that you know, there are like-minded people like us out there, and there will be many of us there at Bridging the Gap August 1st, and this is just the first of many events to come that we will be working together in many facets to bring awareness to this family that exists. It's really a tribe, and many, many millennia ago, they have talked about us coming and being here. Now here we are. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Many of us have heard that, right, in the spiritual community. And
beautiful.
We just hope that people are open to receiving the message, and we know that as we put out this resonant energy, it will find like energy, and understanding the worlds beyond the veil and how that affects this material world. Our talk at Bridging the Gap is going to be about this the internet and the consciousness and how that affects us as a collective and what we can do into the future and a lot of the possibilities. We'll have some more explicit displays of the technology then, August 1st. This is the short version of the pitch for the short version, which will be the speech at Bridging the Gap for the real version, which is soon to be released out into the world. So the story is constantly unfolding. We hope that people can stay tuned. Find our website at boundlesslight.com. You can listen to 5 more songs there. There's 3 music videos up. We have galleries of performance pictures and photos. Plus, there's some articles and about stuff we have written, Shelley and I have written and posted up if you want to hear more about our beliefs and some things we're focusing on and we find important in the world. And we are just grateful for you guys, Cabrini and Sam. We're so glad that you're doing this and really putting work out there and creating platforms for us to step up and do things. And we are very grateful for you guys.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you both so much. It's been amazing. And let's just send some love to all the people listening right now. And lots of gratitude and hummingbird energy on this amazing, life that we've all been blessed with, and being able to come together and looking forward to something that we know is really going to shift things on a whole new vibration. We're very, very fortunate.
Thank you, folks. Go ahead, Sam. You can close the show. And thank you, Shelly and Dominic.
Shelly Ohm and Dominic Camarota right here. We're going to close the show off with Hummingbird Energy. I am grateful and thankful for our friendship. I'm thankful for where we stand right now in the world, where the world is at. I'm looking forward, as you are, my brother and sister out there with our show. Looking forward to greatness in the world. For humanity. Much love, much peace. See you next time. Blessings.
Yeah, thank you.
saying loud so the whole world know what we found. It's all around love and infinite gratitude.
Just like a hummingbird.